I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Highland Arena on the Lindenwood campus in St. Charles, Missouri, Northwest and Lindenwood, in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network as we check the lineups for tonight. For Northwest, it's the same starting five they've gone with this season, Deshaun Cooper and Bryson Williams at the guards. Cooper is this week's MIAA Player of the Week in men's basketball, coming off a career-high 32 points in the win over Missouri Southern last Wednesday night, which hit the game winner with just over 3 seconds left. Bryson Williams, again, the other starter at the guard spot, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. Connor Kirker in the lineup, a 6'2 sophomore of Overland Park, Kansas. He averages 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Inside is Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 5 boards per contest. For Lindenwood, they'll be starting one of the guard spots. Darius Smith, a 5'11 junior from St. Louis. He's averaging 16 points and 3 boards a game. Also starting at a guard, Michael Booz, a 6'2 junior out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. He's fourth in the MIAA in 3-point shooting percentage at 49%, averaging 9 points and 2 boards a game. Also at a guard is Tyler Russell, a 6'1 senior from Washington, Missouri. He transfers to Lindenwood from Missouri Southern. He's having a good season in his senior year, the only senior on this roster, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds a game. Inside is a freshman from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, a 6'7 player, and Logan Jano. He redshirted last year. He's averaging 3 points and 2 boards a game. And also inside, Garrett Rieg, a 6'6 junior out of St. Louis, averaging 8 points and 6 boards a game. Last season, he played in just 5 games before redshirting due to an injury. And that's the way the lineups look. The Bearcats are 14-5, 9-1 in the MIAA in first place in the conference. A game in front of Missouri Southern. Lindenwood comes in at 8-12 and 3-7 in MIAA play. We're back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Charles, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood about ready to go at it in the men's game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Before we continue on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
And the Bearcats are coached by Ben McCollum.
Morning, Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, the Northwest women's team coming off a good win this evening prior to this one with that 70-59 win over Lindenwood.
Yeah, let's hope that's kind of a turning point. It was really fun talking to Coach Smith before the ball game because you could just tell the way he was talking with having some extra time off since they didn't play on Saturday that he really felt like in practice they had taken a turn for the positive. And you know, you hope as a coach that that carries over into the ball game, but you never know until you see the game. And you know, this was a Lindenwood team that had just beaten Central Missouri, the eighth-ranked team in the nation, on the road in Warrensburg on Saturday. So they were playing some pretty good basketball. So it was a good test to see if what Coach Smith had seen in practice the last few days was going to carry over to the ball game, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
When we look around the crowd here at Highland Arena, Matt, see a lot of green in places. The St. Louis Alumni Chapter, Northwest Missouri State, holding some special activities here. And we've got a little bit of Bearcat pride in this arena.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of alums in the St. Louis area. I know I had a couple that chatted with me earlier this week wondering if we were going to be down to see for the ball game. That you know, they don't get a chance. If you got some alumni, if you're in the Kansas City area, you can maybe take in a few more games because there's some games in that area. But on this side of the state, it's a little bit tougher. So it's good to see the Bearcats here in the St. Louis area get an opportunity to see their school in action live in person.
And I know a little bit later on that the alumni chapter will be hosting a special event where they'll have a chance to see the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team's national championship trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so it's going to be a good time of year, this time of year. That's a great opportunity. Is that trophy is going to make a run around the region or around the Midwest, and one of the stops is going to be in this area. So that's definitely a great opportunity. We saw it up close and personal last night again, and cool-looking piece of hardware.
Bearcats out at midcourt getting ready for the tip-off here. Lindenwood getting some last-minute words from their head coach, Brad Soderberg. And Matt, let's talk about what you see as keys to this game.
Well, Northwest just needs to play their game, you know, and come off of the break solid, play strong. I mean, this is a team, Lindenwood, that on paper they should beat. But you've got to come out and get it done on the floor. Take advantage of the experience that you've got. Pound it inside and start scoring inside tonight.
Stars will jump center for Northwest against the Garrett Rigg of Lindenwood. The Bearcats win the tip, and they'll go from our right to our left here at Lindenwood. Across the timeline goes this week's MIAA Player of the Week, and LaShawn Cooper drives lane, kicks into the right corner for Cooper. Cooper through the lane, left-handed runner on the way too hard. The rebound pulled down by Michael Bruce of Lindenwood. Lindenwood in their home powder gold uniforms with the black trim and the white numerals. Northwest in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. Out to the top of the key from our left to our right is Michael Bruce. Looks up the left wing for Rigg on the perimeter. Out to the top of the key, Russell. Russell goes left side for Smith. The dangerous offensive player drives the lane, misses the left, and the rebound, Cooper for Northwest. Pushes it down the floor, left side for Cooper on the wing. Out to the top of key, Slake trailing on the play. Right side, Williams out between the circles, goes Cooper. Left wing is Cooper. Cooper dribbling out front, goes cross-court right side. Again, a 2-3 zone off the right side with it is Williams. Looks low in the right corner for Slake. Back out to Williams. In the lane, high post right for Starzl. Dishes on the baseline. Gets it to Slake with the reverse layup off the left side.
Yeah, double team on Starzl. Left Slake wide open. Starzl found him.
A 2-0 lead. Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front between the circles. It goes to Jaina. And the freshman goes left side. And on the left for Booth. Now into the left corner with the goes. Michael Bruce launches a long three, a dangerous three-point shooter, knocks down the jumper off that left side, and it's a 3-2 game. Northwest trails the Lions. Across the timeline, Cooper looks out front, Slake on the right side for Cooker. Between the circles, Williams. On the left wing is Cooper. Cooper getting a screen by Slake, takes it to the free throw line. They swing it into the right side for Williams. Williams out front, pulls up. Now they go left side for Cooker. Cooker left to the free throw line, back pedals. Pulls up the dribble, skips it across the time, or right side for Cooper. Now low right for Starzl up with a shot. It will not count, a foul on the floor before the shot. And this foul coming up on Lindenwood inside, and a nice entry pass getting it inside for Starzl on the foul coming up on Lindenwood.
One of two things will happen if Northwest gets it inside. They're either going to score a lot or get Lindenwood in foul trouble early.
Jaina with the foul off the inbound. A three in the right corner. Missed by Williams, and the rebound goes to Lindenwood on the fast break. Smith. Now front Jaina. Jaina. Goes left side. Cruz. Green the circles. Dribbles left. Now on the left wing, Smith. Started by Cooper. Getting a screen by Rigg. To the free throw line. Long bounce pass into the right corner. Find Boos. Boos with a three off the right wing this time. This time short. Rebound is controlled on the floor by Northwest as Connor Kirker comes away with it. He'll go right to left across the timeline. Now Frenchlake. What's on the left wing, Williams. Trying to look low post down. The left side gets it to Starzl. Frenchlake cutting through. He's undercut. Goes up with a shot. Hits it, but again, a foul on the floor first. And this foul coming up on Lindenwood.
That's one thing with Starzl that makes him so dangerous is he is a good passer. He's been double-teamed the last two times he's touched the ball, and both times he has seen where that second player has come from off of Schlake, and both times found Schlake wide open.
Who's that time gets called for the foul for Lindenwood. Now Logan Jana goes to the sideline, and Marcus Hinton into the ballgame. Now front left side, Kirker. Williams off the right side, Cooper. At that 2-3 zone. Now Cooper right wing knocks down the three. He had 5 3-pointers against Missouri Southern last week. Northwest Missouri State in front 5-3. Out to the top of the key. Smith dribbles to the right wing. Out to the top for Rigg. Looks right side. Boos with it. Trying to find a cutter. Instead goes to Rigg on the left. Guarded by Starzl out on the perimeter. Hands off for Tyler Russell. Russell started his collegiate basketball career at Missouri Southern in Joplin. Transferred to on this Lindenwood team last year off the left side. Right it goes for Rigg. Rigg down the lane, drives into a double team, kicks into the right corner, and a three on the way. Hit it from the center on the right side by Marcus Hinton, knocking down the three. And that's just his seventh of the season, and it's a 1-point Lindenwood lead over Northwest. 16:31 left. A feed inside from Cooper, trying to go low right side for Starzl into a double team. Gets in the right corner for Kirker. He's spinning left side on the wing. Williams, the three on the way. Got it. Bryson Williams knocks down his 30th three of the season in Northwest up 8-6. Both teams doing well offensively early in this one. Smith across the timeline from our left to our right. Looks high post right side for Hinton. Hinton turns, picked up by Slake, goes cross court left Rigg. Now free throw line wrestle. Dribbles out between the circles, guarded by Williams. Left side pass for Michael Boos, guarded by Kirker. A high dribble to the top of the key. Pulls up. Tries to pivot, scoops the pass out front, left for Darius Smith. Smith looks to go one-on-one with Cooper, dribbles to the right side. Now down the lane, pulls up, free throw line right, takes the jumper, knocks it down for 15. Darius Smith averages nearly 16 points a game, ties this one up at 8. Across the timeline on the right side is Cooper. Dribbles out between the circles. Now looking right side, looking man-to-man defense this time. Cooper on the right wing. It's a two Williams out between the circles. Looks right side, Cooper. Back out front, Williams. Left side for Kirker. Fakes left, goes right. Free throw line right. Back out top for Williams. Ball on the shot clock. Down the lane he goes. The runner are too hard off the glass. And the rebound inside. Pulled down by the 6'6 Rigg. Now it goes to Smith across the timeline to the top of the key. Trailing on the play, Rigg goes low on, now goes on the right side for Boos. Dibbles with the left hand. Crossover dribble to the right baseline. Cut off by Schlake out of a double team. You find it on the right side, Hinton, out to the top of Key Smith. Down the lane he goes, runner on the way, and misses the layup. Rebounds Lake inside. Out it goes to Williams. Cats pushing it down the floor. Cooper to the right of the lane. Cross court left side for Kirker. Out front Lake. Lobs it low inside for Starzl. Leaping up and bringing down that pass was Hinton on the steal. And the Lions with it across the timeline right side. Russell on the right wing. Out top. Pass goes to Smith. Back pedals near the timeline. Lindenwood now spreading out their offense. Boos high post left side pass. Gets it to Rigg. Back to Boos on the right wing. Now to the top of the key, Russell. Now back pedal, dribbles to the right wing. Now to Smith, top of the key. Shot clock at 8. Smith down the lane, left side underneath the bucket. Into the right corner. A ball fake. Russell with it on the right wing. One on the shot clock. Low on the baseline. And a whistle on a foul with one on the shot clock. And this one will go against Northwest, I believe, on the baseline. And we've got a timeout, or a break in the action as well at the moment, with 14:09 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 8 and at Lindenwood 8. We'll be back to St. Charles right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Kyle Slate got called for the foul before the timeout, trying to cut off the baseline. That was with 1 second on the shot clock. Lindenwood will inbound coming out of this timeout. Again, an 8-8 game. Northwest stand. Lindenwood tied up with 14:09 left in at the first half. Lindenwood with the inbound. Marcus Hinton in the right corner. One dribble. Gives it to Tyler Russell. Russell into the right side for Brandon Marquardt. He checked in during the break. A drive on the baseline and cut off. Picked up by Grant Kozad for Northwest. Now it goes to Cooper across midcourt as Northwest pushes it right to the left. Cooper out between the circles.
Hey, sit down, D. Sit down.
Lindenwood would open up with a 2-3 zone to start this game. On the left side is Cooper trying to go low. Forces the pass and a stolen away. Picked up by Lindenwood. Smith across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Hands off for Marquardt. Off the left side, Russell, guarded by Fuck. Now out top of key, a long three put up by Markov, misses right, and the rebound Northwest as Kirkner will take it, rather that's Funk to take it across the timeline. Out front for Starzl, right side for Cooper, low right for Kozak. Kozak turns, faces the bucket, takes a jump from Nate, knocks it down, nothing to net. Grant Kozak with his first puck of the game gives Northwest a 2-point lead. 13-10 left in the first half. Rico Adudilov with it on the right side. He's out of Bulgaria. Now out top for Russell. Into the right corner. Driving is Hinton. As he drives the baseline, whistle and a foul. This will come up on Northwest. Stars are trying to slide over and cut off the baseline along with Kozad. I think they may give this one on Kozad. They do. This will be Grant's first as he just came off the bench. Stars will go to the sideline and Zach Snyder in for Northwest. Also Hinton to the bench for Lindenwood, and back in is Logan J. Knight, a post spot. He'll take the inbound pass, hand off to Smith. Smith in a double team, loses the handle on the dribble, almost stolen by Funk. But Smith now controls and sets it up out. This Lindenwood team will set up their offense. Gino out front between the circles. Hands off for Marquardt. He's off the right wing to the top of the key. Back to Smith, left side, drives to the baseline, stops, pops on the fadeaway, rims around and out. Gino with the board. The putback off the right side is good. Morgan Zenoff, a 6'7 freshman, with the rebound in the bucket, ties it up at 10. Kozad out front, looks on the right side for Kirker. Now to Funk, left wing for Cooper. Cooper trying to get it picked by Snyder, instead goes cross court right for Funk. Now to Kirker on the right wing. One dribble out between the circles, Funk quick pass left corner, open Snyder, the three on the way out the front of the rim, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Marquardt and Lindenwood. Lions on the break, across the timeline, Smith pulls up as the Cats get back on defense. Dribbles left wing. Left side pass for Marquardt. The sophomore of Oshkosh looks on the right wing. Finds Rigg. Dives on Funk. Pulls up his dribble. Bounce pass low right for Jano. Faces the bucket guarded by Kozak. Took the dribble. Backs into the lane. Up the left side. Goes up with a fadeaway. Rims around. And drops down and found. Ball hung on the rim for a while. And finally fell through. Jano with 4 points. And that foul on Northwest. Tyler Funk will pick up his first. 12-10, Northwest trails Lindenwood. Lindenwood, a team that's lost their last 4 straight, 3 of those being on the road. They were all close games, though. Jano at the line, trying to make this a 3-point trip down the 4 for the Lions, and does. Nothing but net on the free throw. A 3-point lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. Cooper across the timeline on the left side.
Let's go,
Booth. It's at a 2-3 zone this trip down. Cooper with it on the right wing. Out front, Cooper looks left side, Funk. Now to Cooper, quick pass right side for Kirker. Finds Funk cutting through the lane. Now back to Kirker, right side, a three in front of the Lindenwood bench. Rolls out, rebound Snyder, puts it back up, won't go. Rebound tapped by Kozad. It was controlled by Tom Job for Lindenwood. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Off the left wing, into the left corner. The long three on the way, missed by Booz and picked up by Northwest. Cats on the break right to left. Cooper through the lane. fadeaway off the left side. Got it. Fadeaway from about 10 out, and Sean Cooper knocks down the jumper, and it's now a 13-12 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing this one with 11:03 left in the first half. Now front right side, Brandon Marquardt. Between the circles, Booze. Guarded by Funk out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Left side pass, Booze. Now up between the circles, Rigg. Rigg guarded by Snyder. Gives him a little room out on the perimeter. Shot clock down to 7. They look left side, Job. Now front left, Rigg. The long 3 on the way. Nothing but net. 6'6", junior stepped out and knocks down at the 3. That's just his second of the season. 16-12, Northwest Missouri State trailing the Lions. Cooper out, top of the key, through the lane he goes, to the bucket, up with a shot, good, and a foul. Deshaun Cooper kind of double-clutched it going through the lane and windmilled her down as he was fouled, and he'll get to the line with a chance and a three-point chip down the floor.
What an effort by Cooper. Two trips down the floor now, back-to-back trips. He takes that in the paint, gets up in the air. Man, that guy can jump. Takes advantage of it to get buckets both times.
Cooper at the free throw line. Trying to bring Northwest within one. Marcus Hinton into the game for Lindenwood. Gina back to the free throw line. At the line, Cooper, free throw good. Cooper now with 6 points. Northwest Missouri State down by one, 16-15. Northwest right now with Kirker on the floor. Bryson Williams checked back into the ballgame. Kozad, Snyder, and Matt Wallace out there. Across the timeline, Job looks on the left wing. Hinton right in front of the Bearcat bench. Now to Rigg out front. Pulls up the dribble. Hands off. Cutting off the right side. Brandon Marquardt drives on Wallace. Bounce pass through the lane. Driving is Booze. Hits it off the glass. Michael Booze with 5 points in the first half. And in 18-15, the Lindenwood would lead over Northwest. Now front, Kozad looks off the left side. Williams. Now to Kirker. Right side, Wallace. Low post right for Kozad. Kozad, the dribble into the lane, bump, pivots, up with the jumper off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound pulled away by Hinton for the Lions. Allett on the left side, Booze into the front court. Hinton hitting in the top of the key, back and Booze off that left wing. Guarded by Kirker, expires the dribble. Kirker all over him off the left side, pass on the baseline, and the block to Northwest. And Booze came down the pass right in front of Bearcat head coach Ben McCullough, dressed in all black once again tonight. Northwest Missouri State trailing the Lindenwood with a break in the action here. It's Lindenwood 18, Northwest 15. We'll be back to St. Charles, Missouri right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back to St. Charles, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis, Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood, 18-15. Midway through this first half, Wallace will take it across the timeline for Northwest. Dribbles left side, guarded by Ruiz out of the man-to-man. Now for Lindenwood, left side Cooper on the wing. The three on the way, up in front of the rim. Fight for the board by Starzl, and a foul as he's undercut trying to come up with that rebound. And this will have the Bearcats inbounding off of the baseline right. Foul this time on Garrett Rigg.
You can tell right now Lindenwood doesn't have anybody that can match up with Starzl inside.
Wallace inbound into the right corner, Cooper. Skips it all the way out front for Williams. Now in the left corner for Snyder. They swing it right side, Cooper. Cooper back out front. Wallace now to Cooper on the right wing. To Wallace, rather, that's Williams. Williams out to the top of the key. Looks off the right side, Cooper. Cooper drives to the baseline. Cut off. Now Wallace break the line right. Now front for Williams. Left side for Snyder. Now to Williams. Right side, Cooper. The three on the way. Short. Fight for the board. Controlled by Starzl. And the Cats will set it up again with the fresh 35. Cooper on the right wing. Pulls up top of the key. Left side, Williams squares up, wants the three. Got it, nothing but net. Bryson Williams with his second three in Northwest Missouri State. And the Lions tied up at 18. Smith across the timeline, off the right wing, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now out front right for Michael Booz. Gives it on to the left side, Russell. Into the left corner for a rig, guarded by Starzl. One dribble, now to Booz on the left wing. Picked up by Wallace. Shot clock at 10. Left side with the rig, through the lane, jump stop up with it, and that's off the back of the rim. Fight for the board, it goes right back to rig, kicks it back right side for Smith, then Leonard Wood runs some clock again. Very deliberate team offensively early on. They run the shot clock down a few times. Northwest Missouri State and Leonard Wood tied up at 18. Just under 8 minutes left in the first half. Smith right side trying to drive on Cooper. A little bump out front, and the foul will be on Deshaun. That'll be his first. Deshaun coming off a very good game last Wednesday against Missouri Southern. Had a career-high 32 points. Hit 5 3-pointers in that game and knocked down the game winner with just over 3 seconds left to give Northwest a one-game advantage over Missouri Southern in the MIAA standings. Tied up at 18. First half action here in St. Charles. Smith out near the timeline. Dribbles left side. Now back right. Shadowed by Cooper. To the top of Keith Smith. Down the lane. Little runner on the right side from 10. Knocks it down. Darius Smith with 4 points. And it's a 2-point lead for Lindenwood. Cooper will take it across the timeline. Now gives it to Wallace, who will now dribble into the front court. Now to Coop on the right side. Looks on the right wing, Williams. Between the circle, Starzl looks left side for Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line, back to Williams right. Williams free throw line, kicks it left side, Cooper through the lane. Gets cut off in the air, and it will roll out as he does the jump shot. Got left high in the air. Looked as if he's going to pass low post. Instead, went up with the shot as Linderwood backed off, but unfortunately couldn't get the shot to fall.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Starzl, but Starzl thought he was going to go up with the shot, so he kind of backed off to give Coop some space. And then Coop, seeing that, decided to go ahead and take the shot. All that happening while Cooper was hanging in the air.
Sometimes he defies the law of gravity there. 2-point deficit for the Bearcats. Off the left side is Russell. Between the circle, Smith. Bounce pass high post right for Hinton. Hinton out front, Booz. Dribbles right, and a whistle and foul away from the ball. Williams and Russell kind of going at it off that left side, and a push by Williams will be Bryson's first foul. 5 team fouls on Northwest. The Lions with 4. Inbound into the left corner goes to Garrett Rigg. Rigg out front left with the pass. Russell guarded by Williams. It was out between the circles and hands off to Darius Smith. Smith out front. Looks left. And now a timeout by Lindenwood. As Lindenwood a little bit unsettled offensively there in a timeout as they'll come over and talk things over with their head coach Brad Soderberg. Northwest Missouri State is down by 2 to Lindenwood at 20-18.
I really like the way the Cats are playing defense outside the perimeter. I mean, they've been able to keep Lindenwood outside the perimeter with the basketball most of the time. I mean, they can't. Had it a few times with the drive inside. You don't see much passing inside to get the ball in there for Lindenwood, but that pressure on the outside by Northwest guards really doing the job defensively so far.
I tell you, one of the things I'm impressed with, just the crowd here in Lindenwood. Normally when you come into a bigger community such as this, we played at Missouri St. Louis back many years ago when they were in the conference, and also would struggle to draw a crowd here at Lindenwood. They've got a good mix of students and just the residents from the neighborhood here, and they're making a lot of noise.
Yeah, absolutely. They have come out in good force. Didn't look like it early on in the evening, but they really have filled the arena.
20-18. Lindenwood in front of Northwest on the left side, Rigg. Anna Smith at the top of the key. Hooks the pass left side. Rigg open. Wants the three, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound Northwest coming up with the rebound. Williams for the Cats. And we'll give it to Cooper. Across the timeline he goes. Lindenwood back to man-to-man defense. He's been switching out that man and the 2-3 zone. Wallace, high post left for Slake. Back to Wallace in the left corner. Takes it free throw line, pulls up, 14-foot jumper in the lane, won't go, fight for the rebound. Slake trying to fight for it, but pulled away by Hinton for the Lions. Now there goes to Russell. He takes it down the right sideline to the right wing. Out front, Hinton goes low left side, rather left side for Smith on the perimeter. Pretty good matchup between Smith and Cooper. Smith out near the timeline. Looks on the right side for Russell. Russell just holds the ball. Now with 15 on the shot clock to Smith between the circles. Finds right side Russell. Now up for Rigg. Shot clock down to 7. Russell through the lane into the right side for Hinton. Takes a jumper from 17. Knocks it down. Hinton with 5 points. And it's a 4-point lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles right side, gets a screen by Slake, left side Wallace inside the arc. One dribble, pulls up, bounce pass to Starzl, in the lane to go, spins left, fadeaway jumper in the lane, takes a high bounce up the rim. Slake tries to keep the ball alive, but it's controlled by Rigg for the Lions. And Smith pushes it to the top of the key, through the lane, jumps up, now kicks it out front for Rigg, out front right for Bruce, ball fake, up with the shot, top of the key, takes a high bounce off the rim. Rigg with the rebound, out of a double team inside, kicks it back right side for Smith. And now Lindenwood to set up the offense. A 22-18 game. Northwest trailing Lindenwood with 4:43 left in the first half. Lindenwood wants to milk some clock here as Smith just dribbling out near the timeline. Now takes it right side. Down the lane he goes. Little runner over Slake. Rims out. Rebound Cooper for Northwest. Pass right to left. Cooper across the timeline in front of the scorer's table. Spins and will walk it back out. And we have a timeout Northwest. 4:23 left, Northwest down 22-18 as our Bearcat coaching staff led by Ben McCollum wants to talk things over here.
You know, the Northwest, I don't know, they're having their perfect half of basketball. It's not terrible either, but, you know, staying right there. They're not letting Lindenwood pull away or anything like that. So just trying to stay under control and stay even keel so far.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats coming out of the timeout. Starzl, Cooper, Williams, Kirker, and Zach Schneider back out on the floor as he'll inbound in front of the scorer's table. In the Bearcat front court and gets the inbound to Cooper. 4:22 left in the half. Northwest down by 4. Cooper into the front court off that left side. Now tapped out front by Dudelove. They go into the left corner for Williams. The three misses too hard and the rebound pulled down by Hinton for Lindenwood. Across the timeline, Smith. Now front between the circles, Hinton on the right for Smith. Smith on the right wing, brings it out between the circles. Russell, guarded by Williams, on the right wing. Marquardt, rising to the baseline, cut off by Kirker. Now back out to Smith near the timeline to spread out their offense. 10 on the shot clock, 3:45 left in the first half. Right side, Russell to the free throw line, mouse pass for left side, Doodle up with the fadeaway, got it, nothing but that. As inside the fight for the rebound, a little pushing and shoving going on. Northwest down 24-18. Cooper across the timeline. Out between the circles. Goes left side for Williams. Looks low left for Starzl. Starzl kicks it back out front. Left side for Williams. Ball knocked loose by Smith. And it is picked up by Russell. Russell to the right wing. To the right side. Bounce pass for right. Through to left driving. Misses the left and a foul. He went up with a shot inside. Coming up on Northwest, a 3:13 left in at the first half. Northwest trailing as they trail Lindenwood 24-18, breaking the action. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 3:13 left in the first half. Northwest trailing 24-18. Leonard will be shooting free throws coming out of this timeout as Dylan Starzl committed the foul before the timeout as Rayko Dudilov was driving down the lane. Dudilov, a 6'7 freshman out of Bulgaria.
Can almost feel a little bit of testiness in this game. We saw Marcus Hinton throw Zach Snyder to the floor and no call, and then this trip down starts it with kind of a hard foul, and starting to feel a little bit of testiness between the two.
Dudilov hits the first free throw. Not a very good free throw shooter on the year at 53%, but hasn't been there all that often. Only 15 attempts coming into tonight's game. Knocks down the second free throw. And it's a 26-18 lead for the Lions over the Bearcats. Half-court pressure. Bearcats with it off the left side. Williams now to Cooper. Cooper off the left side. Williams looking at the 2-3 zone. Snyder into the left corner. Out front, Williams. Top the key, Cooper. Looks off the right side, Kirker. Now left side, Williams. Williams out front for Cooper. Cooper back left side for Williams. Passed up the three and goes in the left corner for Snyder. He'll take the three and hits it. Nothing but net. Zach Snyder with his first bucket of the game. 26-21, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Dudilov out front. It's a right-handed dribble. Hands off the ball to Russell. It's guarded heavily by Williams. Almost had the steal in front of the sideline. But Russell will bring it out between the circles. To the top of the key. Dribbles left side. 15 on the shot clock. Right side pass for Marquardt. Now to Smith as he'll bring it out near midcourt once again. 2:20 left in the half. 7 on the shot clock. Dribbles left side. Left of the lane. Now left side Russell with 3 on the shot clock. Out front ball knocked loose by Kirker. Picked up by Cooper. He's got the breakaway. Lays it up off the right side and left it down off the glass. And it's a 3-point game. Northwest down 26-23. Just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Smith across the timeline. Right side Dudilov. Looks on the right for Rigg. Rigg. Now to Marquardt. Looks left side Dudilov on the wing. Between the circles. Russell. And the dribble knocked loose from Marquardt. Picked up by Williams. Williams on the breakaway to the bucket. Lays it up and hits it off the right side. A couple breakaway layups by Northwest and they're within one. 26-25 with 1.5 minutes left in the first half. Smith out front. Dribbles right side. Dudilov between the circles. Starzl gives him some room. Now to Russell trying to dribble down the lane left side. Cut off by Snyder. Bounce pass on the right side. Hinton drives and lays it up. Looked like he might have pushed off with his right hand as he went up with a shot as Snyder fell to the floor. Knocks it down and it's now a 28-25 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Out front is Cooper. Dribbles right side. Lobs it low right for Starzl. Double team. Kicks it back out front for Cooper. Into the left corner, Williams. Skips it on the right side. Snyder on the wing. The three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Starzl at the free throw line. Hustles after it and gets the rebound. To Kirker. Right side, Cooper. 50 seconds left in the first half. 30 on the shot clock. Cooper on the right side. Lobs it left side for Kirker. Back pedals. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Left corner, Williams drives the baseline. Kicks it right side, wide open. Cooper out front right, takes the three. Won't go. A long rebound. Tapped by Starzl out front for Cooper. Cats will look for the last shot. 29 seconds left in the half. Northwest Missouri State down 28-25. Cooper near the timeline. Looks to go one-on-one with Darius Smith. Now in front of the scores table off the right side. Cats spread things out. 18 seconds left in the half. Northwest down by three. Cooper at midcourt. Dribbles. Put the jump ball circle. 10 seconds left in the half. Cooper, free throw line left. Through the lane to the bucket. Scoops the layup. It won't go. Rebound. Loose to Kirker. Free throw line jumper. The buzzer got it down. And that will be the end of the first half. Northwest Missouri State down by one at halftime as they trail Lindenwood at 28-27. We'll be back and have more for you from St. Charles, Missouri, right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club. Impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, Missouri, on the Lindenwood campus along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, worth a half in Northwest Missouri State, trailing by one at halftime as they're down 28-27. Matt, a nice run for the Cats toward the end of the half.
Yeah, absolutely. They scored 9 of the last 11 points of that half. They had come out of a timeout down 26-18 and then went on a run. We saw Cooper get inside with the drive a couple of times, opened some things up for Northwest, and very solid end of the half. It wasn't a perfect half of basketball, but it's still anybody's game with it just one here at the half.
Going back to what Coach McCollum talks about that helps make this team successful, that penetrate and pitch type of deal where they get a little penetration in and they kick it back out on the perimeter, and that's been successful.
Yeah, you know, the passing tonight has been great, not only in that situation that you're talking about, but even like when Dylan Starzl gets it inside with a pass, and then he's able to find an open man because he's been seeing some double teams. So getting the ball in the paint and finding the open man has been a big key for Northwest so far tonight.
Both teams have done a good job taking care of the basketball. 5 turnovers from Lindenwood, Northwest just with 3.
Yeah, and really, the turnovers that we have seen, even though there's been a few, you can credit the defense fully for those turnovers. We've seen a couple of really nice steals in this half, so some good defensive efforts, not just lackadaisical play with the basketball, have caused those turnovers.
Earlier tonight, the Northwest women with a good win as they defeated Lindenwood 70-59. When we come back, the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith, will talk to Matt about that. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
St. Charles says Northwest Missouri State men trail Lindenwood at the half, 28-27. And a little bit earlier this evening, as John mentioned, it was a 70-59 win for the Northwest women over Lindenwood. And joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. Coach, before the ball game, one of the things that you had talked about is you really felt good the way things had gone in practice the last couple of days, and you felt like the time off maybe was going to be good, but you weren't sure if it'd carry over onto the game floor. It really looked like it did tonight.
Oh, yeah, I agree totally. As we mentioned after the Missouri Southern game and the little break, which was much needed, as you and I talked about, you know, off the air a little bit, it's good for everybody. It's a long season. You know, it's a long grind, especially when you haven't had the success like we've expected, honestly. That kind of wears on you a little bit also, but I felt like our kids, as I told you last few days in practice, have been a bit more loose, I guess you could say. We've come in, we talked about coming in, doing our job, getting it done, getting out, feeling good about practice, and obviously yet carried over into today, because this was a big road win for us here tonight.
It really looked like, and talking about the team being loose, it looked like even in warm-ups before the game, you could kind of sense that they warmed up different, and that carried over as well.
They were louder and I thought more focused than I'd ever seen them.
Yeah.
In warm-ups.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Coach and I looked at each other and we go, is that our group down there on the other end making all that racket? Which was good, because it told me they were engaged with each other. You know what I mean? And obviously that carried over. We had some big play early on. We hit some big threes in the first half. Timber hit a couple big ones. Monique hits a couple. You know, Ashley Nelson hit a couple. You know, and just I thought that really just kind of set the tone on how aggressive we were. We were balanced in a lot of ways, but the one thing we really talked about going into the game was we knew they were going to sag in defensively, so we wanted to move the ball side to side as much as possible. And that, because we after we'd done that, we knew we'd get some good lines to drive, and they couldn't guard us one-on-one. They really couldn't. They struggled in that area, and obviously it showed. Our free throws were tremendous tonight. Difference. You know, not even, for one, being aggressive and shooting as many as we did, but also making as many as we did as far as percentage. You know, that was 84% from the free throw line was really good. Out rebounding them by 11. You know, we just had we really stepped up, and I thought we played as good as we played all year at times, and it was good to see.
And getting their point guards into foul trouble seemed to be key. You got their starter into trouble. Their second point guard got into some foul trouble, and they brought in a player that plays a point that hadn't played a whole lot this year. So I thought that was a big key, too.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, they got frustrated. But it was a little different because we couldn't practice last night because they had a wrestling match here. So we'd done scout a little different than we usually did. We went through their stuff 2 days ago. We went through it yesterday a little bit. We practiced early, and then we got on the road here. We watched film last night and scouted, and then watched it again today and walked through it. And I don't know if that was the difference or not, but I just felt like our kids were focused from the very beginning tonight. And, you know, this is a team that just went over and beat Central Missouri over the weekend, who was a top-10 team in the country. You know, so I just, you know, just proud of our effort. And, again, I told our kids, hey, we've got a chance like we talked about. This was a big win. Now we've got to take care of business tomorrow and practice and get ready for Lincoln coming in our place on Saturday, Bearcat Arena.
You talked this year about wanting to get more bench production. Had just three come off the bench tonight, but got 22 points out of those three, led by Timber Schechinger. So there was some important production there.
Yeah, you know, obviously this time, you know, Coach Shield and I were even talking about, you know, our men are, this time of the year, coaches always tighten things down a little bit. Our men are running three. You know, it's just that time of the year where you try to go with the route. I've always done that, giving our kids a chance in practice to show who that may be. You know, Ashley Gunther's had a couple of pretty good days of practice for us lately, and I thought she played some pretty productive minutes for us tonight. Her shot has really gotten better. You know, she comes in and works on it and things. And you know, Annie, they talked about how they were going to try to keep Annie contained a little bit. She still ends up with 10 boards, 6 points. You know, Ariel necessarily didn't shoot the ball as well, but she gets 7 boards. She gets 4 assists, you know, 1 steal. So she's contributing in other ways. So that was good to see that we had some balance overall.
Well, it'd be nice to return home. Again, another one of those not a lot of turnaround time, but you guys are plenty used to that, I know. But the important part is hopefully we can get one of these wins at Bearcat Arena Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, and the bus ride home is going to be a lot better tonight than it has been all year.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good one tonight. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Thanks.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, their win tonight, 70-59 over Lindenwood. At the half of the men's game, 28-27. Lindenwood with the lead over Northwest. John will have some of the first half numbers when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in St. Charles, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis, Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood at 28-27 at the half. As we take a look at some of the halftime totals here, first of all, for Northwest, shooting 41% from the field, 11-27. They are 4-12 from three-point range. Only got to the free throw line once out of the first half. They were 1-1 from there. Lindenwood shooting 50% from the field. They were 11-22. They knocked down 3 three-pointers out of the first half, 3-7, and they were 3-3 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals pretty well even. Northwest with 14 rebounds and 13 for Lindenwood. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, neither team turning the ball over. Lindenwood with just 3 turnovers out of the first half, and Northwest also with just with 3. Bearcats with 1 player in double figures. Deshaun Cooper with 10 points. He is 1-4 from 3-point range, 4-9 overall. Pulled down a couple of rebounds and had a couple of assists as well. Lindenwood, no one in double figures. Their leading scorer is Marcus Hinton, coming off the bench with 7 points. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State down by 1, 28-27 to Lindenwood. We're going to get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
As an old employee, they went. Welcome back to St. Charles, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State at the half. Trailing by 1 to Lindenwood, 28-27. Again, Northwest will be back at home on Saturday as they face Lincoln University at Bearcat Arena. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those coming up at 1:10 with our pregame. Again, that's coming up on Saturday afternoon. Don't forget, on Wednesday, it's signing day for the Northwest Missouri State football team, and we've got a special broadcast coming up for you at noon on Wednesday afternoon, as we'll be on hand. Matt and I will be there with Northwest head football coach Adam Dorp and go over the signees as they come in. As again, it's National Letterman Tent signing day on Wednesday, and that's something new for us. We'll be broadcasting the signing along our flagship station along the Bearcat Radio Network, KXCV, KRNW. That's at noon on Wednesday. Again, a big day as several of the recruits become official with the signing day on Wednesday. Then we've got more Bearcat basketball then on Wednesday night. But again, Northwest Missouri State down by 1 here in this men's matchup, 28-27, as they are trailing Lindenwood. Good crowd here at St. Charles, and a lot of Bearcat green in the crowd here. A lot of the alums from Northwest Missouri State living in the St. Louis area out to this game, both of these games here tonight, as the Northwest alumni chapter, the local chapter here in St. Louis, doing a good job getting some of the area alums out for this one. So they're rooting this Bearcat men's basketball team along here. Northwest down by 1. Cats on a nice little run there at the end of the half. And they come out to start the second half, as they will have Deshaun Cooper on the floor for the Cats, Bryson Williams, along with Connor Kirker, Dylan Starzl, and Kyle Slake, the original starting at 5 for the Bearcats. And they'll go on defense to start the second half. Michael Boos will inbound and bring it to Darius Smith. Smith across the timeline, takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side, finds Tyler Russell. Now on the left wing for Rigg. Out to the top of the key. Russell wants the three at the top and rims around and out. And Slake with the rebound for the Cats. Allen goes to Cooper. Pushes it left side for Williams into the left corner. Now to Kirker. Out front right side, Cooper. Cooper out near the timeline. Dribbles right side. Right wing, bounce pass low for Sarzo. In the lane, fadeaway jumper from six. Too hard, rebound. Slake trying to fight for the board, couldn't hold on to it. And it's controlled by Ressa. He'll take it from our right to our left. Off the left wing, out to the top of the key rig. Rig looks right side and finds Booz. Now out to the top of the key, Ressa. Ressa holds it, looks on the right side for Booz. Booz on the right side, dribbles to the right baseline, and a runner on the way. Good as he has the layup. Michael Booz with 7 points, averages 9 a game, and it's a 3-point lead once again for Lindenwood. Cooper out front, Slake looks on the left side for Williams. Now on the right side is Cooper. Cooper bounce pass left side for Crooker, into left corner Williams. Williams with one dribble, pulls up, finds Slake at the free throw line. Tries to go low with him for Starzl, let him just a bit far. Goes out of bounds right underneath the bucket, and the ball goes right back to Lindenwood.
Yeah, that time Starzl just a shade too far under the bucket. Slake tried to thread the needle there, and Starzl trying to come back to try to take the shot. Pulled back a little bit too early.
3-point lead for the Lions. Off of the left side is Booz. Out to the top of the key right for Rigg. Rigg will hand off to Smith. Smith drives on Cooper to the free throw line. Backpedals with the dribble. Now left side Rigg on the wing to the left baseline. Pulls up. Slake on him. Pivots. Hands off. Finds Booz in the left corner. He'll dribble out left side. Now between the circles. Fires the dribble. Crooker all over him. Pivots right side. Now goes cross court right. And finds Ressa. Ressa watches the jumper as the shot clock sounds. And it's picked up by Starzl. On now at left side for Williams. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. And misses the layup and is fouled. Now coming up on the Lions. And pick up that foul will be Garrett Rigg. And that'll be Riggs. Check that. They're going to give this one on Ressa instead. And that'll be Ressa's first foul. And this will get Bryson Williams to the free throw line. Williams first of two on the way, and it's good.
Got to be a little bit tough shooting into this basket. There's a video board that's really directly behind and right in the line of sight of this basket, but didn't seem to faze Williams there.
Well, I have a second. Neither team's been to the line that often in this game. Second free throw by Williams is good. He's got 11 points going into double figures. Average is 11 a game. Northwest down by one, 30-29. Smith walks across the timeline for the Lions. Right side pass for Rigg. High post left for Jaina. Jaina gives it right for Rigg. And out of Smith as the Lions try to milk that shot clock as often as they can. 15 seconds on the clock. Off on the right side, Booz now top the key for Rigg. They give him a little bit of room. Now to Smith with 8 on the shot clock. Inside the arc left side, takes the jumper for 17, knocks it down. 6 points for Smith, and it's a 32-29 lead for the Lions over the Bearcats.
Three guys had to set picks on Deshaun Cooper to get Smith open for that shot.
Cooper between the circles, dribbles right side, now to Kozad, looks left for Williams. Williams through the lane, jump stop underneath the bucket, kicks it right corner, wide open, Crooker to three, nothing but net. Crooker with his first bucket of the game, ties it up at 32. Smith through the lane, drives, pushes it on Kozad, out of bounds off of Kozad. And the Lions will inbound, baseline right.
Second block shot of the game for Grant Kozad.
29 seconds on the shot clock, early moments of this second half. Inbound Russell on the right wing, guarded by Williams. Those two have been going at it throughout this game. Russell between the circles, expires the dribble, goes offside for Smith. Now 4 minutes into the second half. Smith goes left side, Jaina. 6'7 freshman, now to Rigg at the free throw line. Gives it right side for Russell. Picked up by Williams. 4 on the shot clock. Left side on the wing, left for Jaina. Left side Booz puts up the air ball as the shot clock sounds. Missed the mark and it goes out of bounds. Northwest will have it.
It's been such a solid night defensively for the Cats.
Northwest with a chance to take the lead this trip down as this game's tied up at 32. Across the timeline goes Cooper. Dribbles left. Out of wins, down the lane, gets hung up as he went trying to drive on Russell. Russell will pick up the foul, and this will have Northwest inbounding on the baseline right. There have been 4 ties and 5 lead changes in this game. The largest lead's been 8 for Lindenwood. Northwest's largest lead in this one's been 2. Game's tied up at 32. Cooper will inbound, baseline right. Into the right corner for Crooker. Thought about the 3. Instead, gives it back to Cooper in the far right corner. Now to Crooker right side. They swing it left side for Williams. In a 2-3 zone now out of Lindenwood. They've been alternating from the man-to-man to the 2-3 zone. Cooper, free throw line, gets it left side for Kirker in the left corner, Williams. Free throw line is Kozad. Fadeaway jumper, rattles it in. Kozad with 4 points, and that gives Northwest the lead 34-32. End of the front court, left side, Smith. Guarded by Cooper. High post right for Janoff. Out of left side for Rigg. Brig trying to find cutting through the lane. Markwart back to Brig on the left side. He'll dribble out between the circles. Primarily a post guy, but they've got him out on the perimeter quite a bit. Now to Smith. Shot clock's at 11. Smith to the free throw line. High post right for Gina. For Markwart. Markwart out front for Smith. And a bump out front as the bump comes by Bryson Williams coming off on a checkoff. And he will pick up his second foul. Two-point lead for the Bearcats, 34-32, 15-31 left in the game. Garrett Rigg will inbound in front of the Lindenwood bench. Gives it to Smith, now to Rigg at the top of the key. Right side, Smith. Smith with a ball tap out front, dribbles left side to the free throw line, down the lane, dishes low right side, shot up and in off the glass, and we got it to Rigg. 5 points for Rigg, and it's a tie game at 34. Cooper across the timeline, left side. Northwest has won 6 straight and 10 out of their last 11. Team tied up right now. Cooper, left side is Cooper. Takes it to the top of the key. Now finds Williams on the left wing right in front of the Bearcat bench. A long 3, long goal, rolls out. Fight for the board, goes out of bounds. He'll go on to Northwest off of Jayna as he's fighting with Kozad for the rebound. Breaking the action with 14:55 left in the game. Northwest 34, Lindenwood 34. Back to St. Charles right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Tied at 34 with 14:55 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State will inbound following the timeout. And this game's tied up at 34. Cats will inbound baseline left. Williams looks to inbound left corner. Cooper wide open. Takes the three. Rims around and out of the rebound inside. Pulled away by Markwart for Lindenwood. Denver tied up at 34. Smith out front for Rigg. Looks on the right side. Booz. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Cats in man-to-man defense. Booz with the left-handed dribble. Goes left side. Off the left wing for Rigg. Out to Brandon Markwart. Looks out front for a hit, and he checked in during that last timeout. Goes on the right side for Booz. Out of the ball tap out front. Looks to pass low right side for a hit, and underneath the bucket. Means back out. Up for the shot, won't go. Bump and a foul inside. This will go on Northwest. And Dylan Starzl will pick up the foul. Officials for tonight's game, Ed Crenshaw, along with Chris Crespo and Ryan O'Neill. Marcus Hinton going to the free throw line. A 6'6 freshman out of St. Louis. A very young Lindenwood team, only one senior on the squad and only one returning starter from last year's team. Hinton's first free throw rolls up, just a 52% shooter on the season. He's got 7 points tonight, averaging 5 a game. Still tied at 34, Hinton's second free throw is good. 1 point lead for Lindenwood, 35-34. 14-18 left in the game. Cooper across the timeline. Dribbles right side, off the right wing. Out top the key for Williams. It's guarded by Marquardt. Low right side for Starzl. Posting up. Up to the top. Misses too hard. Kozad with the board on the left side of the bucket. Misses his shot. They over the line to shoot two. Fouled trying to go up with that shot.
Yeah, anytime the ball has gone inside for Northwest side, it's just basically caused chaos for Lindenwood trying to figure out how to get the multiple big guys defended.
Hinton picks up his first foul. Fourth total on Lindenwood in the second half. Goes at a 77% shooter on the year at the line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good. Grant now with 5 points in the game. Tyler Falk into the game and Crooker to the sideline for the Cats. 35-35 game. Lindenwood and Northwest from St. Charles, Missouri. Kozad with his second free throw, and that one's good. So Grant steps up, hits both free throws. Tyler Russell into the game for the Lions. Takes the place of Michael Booz. Cats up by one, 36-35. Their largest lead this evening has been two. Across the timeline, Smith, top of the key, dribbles right side. Now front, bounce pass right for Hinton, guarded by Kozad. Back pedals, takes the jumper from 16 on the right side, nothing but net. Hinton in double figures with 10 points coming off the bench tonight. And it's a one-point Lion lead over the Bearcats, 37-36. Cooper lobs the pass left side for Funk. Now to Cooper. Cooper through the lane. Now dribbles to the right wing. Into the right corner. Out front for Funk. Fakes up. Goes right down the lane. Pulls up in the blocks. Bounce pass for Kozad. Cutting through. Lays it up and in. Grant Kozad with 8 points. Gives Northwest the one-point lead. 38-37. Smith to the free throw line for the Lions. Down the lane. A little runner on the right side. Good. Darius Smith with 8 points. And a one-point lead for the Lions. 39-38 at the team's three buckets. 13-12 left in the game. Cooper between the circles, dribbles right side on Smith, and they're going to call a charge on Cooper this time. And Smith and Cooper, they kind of got tangled up a little bit with their feet, and unfortunately Deshaun picked up the foul. That's his second.
Yeah, he was trying to come over the top of the screen and got in Deshaun's way. I kind of wonder about that call.
1 point Lion lead over the Bearcats. Smith. Junior out of St. Louis, Cooper, senior out of St. Louis, on the right side rig. Looks on the right wing, guarded by Starzl, brings it out between the circles. Looks left side for Smith. Now we'll give it to Russell. On the right side for Marco. Ball fake gets past Funk because he got Funk up in the air and a whistle and a foul. And I believe this one will go on, Northwest. And Tyler will pick up his second foul. Smith with a quick inbound right side for Marquardt. Ball hand off to Smith, being shadowed again by Cooper out of the Bearcats man-to-man defense. 12:32 left in the game. Off the left side is Russell. Bounce pass out front left for Hinton. Hands off to Smith out of a weave. Takes the top of the key. Checked off by Schneider. They go back left side. Rig to the baseline. Cut off by Schneider. Now left side for Marquardt. Bounce pass to the left for Hinton. Into lane he goes. Up for the shot with the left hand. Short rebound. Williams for Northwest. They'll put it out on the dribble. Down the right sideline to the right wing as Northwest goes to our left to our right in the second half. Out front Schneider. Top of the key. Three. Rims around and out. And Rig with the rebound for the Lions. Now to Smith as he'll take it across the timeline. Goes between the circles. Lions Rig. Now back to Smith. Just under 12 minutes left in the game. Smith will now be met by Cooper. Dribbles right side into the ball trap with Starzl. Down that right sideline, hooks the pass to Hinton. 16-foot jumper out front, too hard. Rebound chased in the corner by Northwest. That's Cooper. Will bring it down the left sideline across the timeline to the top of the key through the lane to the bucket. Trying to go coast to coast with a block away and a foul as Cooper knocked to the floor. And this to go on to Hinton, and that'll be his second.
A big mistake there by Hinton because he just took a big swing with that arm, which most often is going to be called a foul. Had he just left it alone, most likely Cooper would have just missed the shot, and Lennon would have had an opportunity to rebound.
Drawing that foul on the floor, so Northwest went down baseline left. Kozad into the game, and Starzl to the sideline for Northwest. And Rigg will take a seat. And back into the game, Jane off for Lindenwood. Inbound left corner for Crooker. He'll bring it out. Now goes left corner for Cooper. Out of Kricker on the left side. Back to the 2-3 zone out of Lindenwood. Cooper on the left wing to Kricker out front. Quick pass right side for Snyder. Now to Kricker. 3-4 line, 4-point. Left side Cooper. Open the long three. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled away by Russell for Lindenwood. And as long pass. Right side hitting underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. And a foul. That's going to go on Northwest. So Hinton gets credit for the bucket. He's got 12 points. And the foul on Northwest. Zach Snyder picks up his first as Hinton gets to the free throw line. 1-for-2 at the line tonight. Free throw is good. And it's a 42-38 lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. It's been close throughout. And in the front court, left side, Cooper. Dribbles between the circles off the right side. Now gets a screen by Cozad through the lane. Tries to go into the left corner. Does for Funk. Funk had to go after it. And now gives it back to Cooper in the left corner. Dribble to the left wing. Pulls up. Bounce pass. Full left. Cozad trying to pivot up with the shot in the left corner. Now brings it back to Cooper left side. 9 on the shot clock. Cooper through the lane as he drives. Whistle. And we got a bump out front with a little forearm. And this one to go on Lindenwood. Marquardt picks up the foul. That's his first. Smith will get a breather now for Lindenwood. Back into the ball game goes Michael Booz. That foul, the fourth team foul on the Lions. Northwest will inbound baseline left. So Cooper to inbound. First time for Cooper to play in St. Louis, his hometown.
They're trying to clarify who the foul was called on. Right now, they've got on the scoreboard that it was Cooper.
I think they called on Marquardt, I believe.
That was the confusion, though.
Yes.
They were thinking it had been Northwest bench had thought it was called on Cooper.
So now Cooper will inbound, baseline left. Into left corner, they get it for Kricker. And a flunk on the left side for Cooper. Cooper kicks it between the circles for Funk. Right side for Kricker. 2-3 zone out of Lindenwood. Right side to Snyder. Top of the key is Cooper. Left side, Kricker on the wing. The three, got it. Kricker with his second three of the game. He's got 6 points total. Pulls Northwest within one. 42-41 the score. Northwest Missouri State down. 10-17 left in at the game. Across the timeline, right side, Tom Job. Looks on the right wing for Booz. Right, drive on Kricker. King comes over to help set a screen out between the circles. Job. Now left side for Russell, guarded by Funk. It was top the key with 13 on the shot clock. Just under 10 minutes left in the game. Right side is Job. Job double teamed out front. Goes into the right corner. Hit and sets up. Wants the jumper over Cozad. A long rebound to Cooper at the free throw line. Across the timeline from our left to our right. Gets it back left side. Snyder on the left wing. The three on the way. Nothing but now. Doug Snyder with his second three of the game. Northwest by 2, 44-42, and a timeout by Lindenwood head coach Brad Soderberg. We'll take a break as well. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Check that. Let's go a minute. We'll be back in a minute. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Highland Arena on the Lindenwood campus in St. Charles, Missouri. Northwest Missouri State up by 2 over Lindenwood, 44-42. For Northwest and Lindenwood, there's been 6 ties in this game and 12 lead changes. The largest lead for Lindenwood has been 8. The largest lead for the Bearcats has been 2. Lindenwood will inbound at 9:37 left in this game. Across the timeline goes Smith between the circles. Looks right side for Rigg. Cruz with it on the right wing. Trying to go right side and a drive and a foul coming up. They got the pass to Rigg, who was fouled going up with a shot inside on the give and go. And this foul will go on Northwest. And we'll have a break in the action and a chance for Rigg to try to finish it out with a three-point chip down the floor following the timeout. So 9:28 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood tied up at 44. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
9:28 left in the game. Northwest and Lindenwood tied up at 44. Long time order, I'm John Coffey. Tyler Funk gets credit for the foul before the timeout as he went with that quick pass inside and cutting through the lane for Rigg. He knocked down the shot. Now he goes to the free throw line and tries to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Free throw is good, so he knocks down the free throw. And now a 45-44 lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. On the left side, Cooper. Goes left side for Snyder. Low left for Starzl. Back in the ballgame. Up with the shot and puts it in as he pivoted around. Dina inside. Starzl gets his first bucket of the game. And it's a 46-45 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. On the left side, Marquardt. Looks into the left corner. Gets the left side for Booz. He'll bring it out front. A double team ball stolen away by Cricker. He'll have the breakaway the other way from our left to our right. Lays it up and in off the right side. Connor Cricker with 8 points all coming in at the second half. Northwest up by 3, 48-45. The largest lead of the game for the Bearcats. And a timeout by Lindenwood. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
8:52 left in the game. Northwest up 48-45 over Lindenwood. And a quick timeout by Brad Soderberg, the head coach of the Lions.
Yeah, he knows they don't want this momentum to build too much for Northwest and get out of hand for Lindenwood, still with a little under 9 minutes to go.
Smith right side trying to drive on Cooper down the lane right, cut off. He'll bring it out to the right wing. Out front between the circles for Rigg. Guarded by Snyder, the Bearcats. Smith on the left wing. Holds on to it, drives on Cooper, left side of the baseline. Whistle, and we got a charge coming up. Smith, we're going to call for the charge.
Cooper took an elbow to the throat there. Kind of having to cough a little bit. Took it almost right in the Adam's apple.
Those two have been going at it hard the entire evening.
And now the officials are going to have to go to the monitor to see if that's going to be a flagrant foul against Lindenwood, since it was a shot to the head. I think the contact came in the neck. I don't know exactly what that rule defines as the head. You know, I don't know if the neck counts or not, but Cooper took a shot in the throat, so they're going to take a look at it over on the video monitor.
Well, it's been a battle tonight.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, like we said, in the first half, it almost started to get a little bit chippy at one point because, you know, these two teams have been playing very physical, and especially inside. Now, Lindenwood knew they had to be physical inside because of the presence that Northwest has, and they've done that, and, you know, this is a huge game for Lindenwood. They want to get off a four-game losing streak, and if they can do that by beating the top team in the MIAA, it'd be huge in terms of a momentum builder for the last part of the season, you know. February's the last month of the season. There's only eight games left after this is completed, so... They want to get February started off right by ending January with an absolutely huge win, and they're playing that way.
Northwest up right now, 48-45. That's been their largest lead of the game.
And no flagrant foul call after the review of the video.
Northwest will inbound. Zach Snyder will inbound to Cooper. Funk Starzl and Cooker on the floor as well for the Cats. Northwest from our left to our right in this second half. Cooper out top of the key, drives on Smith through the line, kicks into the right corner for Cooker. Cooker to the free throw line, out Funk Snyder, left side Funk. Now to Cooper on the right side. Crossover dribble to the free throw line, left side on the wing. Cooker open, three is short, rebound tipped by Snyder, but it's controlled by Rigg between the circles. Out it goes to Russell. Russell on the break through the lane, whistle and a charge coming out. Cooper held his ground as Russell runs into him, and a second charge of the in a row for Lindenwood.
I'm surprised at how few players these days go into that situation, because Russell had three steps seeing Cooper standing there, but to just stop and go straight up with a shot, I mean, it'd only be a 4 or 5 foot shot from right there. It's very makeable. No need to get right to the rim, but it's something that players should recognize and take the good opportunity that's in front of them.
48-45, Northwest in front. 8 minutes left in the game. Cooper on the right side. Out top of the key for Bryson Williams. Left side for Cooker. Williams between the circles. Looks right side for Cooper. Cooper goes right past Smith. This is cutting through the lane for Starzl. Now back left side. There's Williams on the wing. A three attempt short. Right for the rebound. And Logan Janna inside with the board for Lindenwood. Across the timeline, Smith. Out between the circles, Janna. Out of Smith. Being guarded by Cooper. 7.5 minutes left in the game. Northwest up by three on the left wing for Rigg. Rigg out front, left side. Markort with the three. It's got it. Nothing to miss. Three-pointer for Markort. That is his first bucket of the game.
And they're going to take a look. One official blew the whistle. He didn't say for sure it was a two, but nope. That official came over and said, we need to take a look at that and see if it was a three or not. Came to the official that called it a three, and I guess they're going to stick with it being a three-pointer.
Ties the game up at 48. Grant Kozad will come into the game, and Snyder goes to the sideline for Northwest. .48-48 game across the timeline, left side goes Cooper. Cooper accelerates through the lane to the bucket, and a whistle and a foul as he went driving through the lane. Boy, that quick first step as he got past Smith on his way to the bucket and forces a foul by Lindenwood.
And really, Cooper, if he wanted to, could spend the rest of the night at the free throw line the way he's flying into the lane.
Markort coming over on the help after getting past Smith. After Cooper got past Smith, it commits the foul, and Cooper at the free throw line knocks down the free throw. Nine points now for Cooper, and now 10 as he hits the second free throw. Northwest up by two, 50-48, 7-10 the left in the game. Now it's the timeline off the left side. Darius Smith between the circles, dribbles right, and a ball trap with Kozad and Cooper. Dribbles left side. On the left wing, Markort. Guarded by Williams. Takes it to the top of the key. Right side, Smith to the right baseline. Drives underneath the bucket into the left corner. Gets it to Booz. Takes the three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Cooper for Northwest. He'll take it across the timeline, left to right for the Cats. Celebrates to the top of the key. Now to Starzl trailing on the play. Looks left side, Cooper. Man-to-man defense played by Lindenwood now. And they try to work out front, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Kozad and a Rigg, and I think Rigg gets called for the foul. Kozad trying to set a screen on the play. Rigg gets called for a hold from behind. That's his second foul. Ninth team foul on the Lions. And this will get Kozad to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Grant tonight, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 8 points total. 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, eyes to bucket. Free throw on the way, good. Northwest up 51-48. Another free throw coming for Kozad. And that one's up and good. He goes into double figures with 10. Northwest in front now 52-48. Janai out front between the circles. Gets it to Marquardt. Largest lead of the game now for Northwest at 4. Marquardt dribbling out near the timeline. His trap throws it at high post left side for Janai. Janai with his dribble knocked away from behind by Kirkland. Picked up by Cooper. Cooper on a 1-on-2 break through the lane. Slips as he tries to make a cut inside and gets called for the challenge.
Yeah, I think he stepped on the edge of somebody's shoe as he tried to make that move there and got tripped up because of it.
4-point lead for the Bearcats, 52-48 with 6:11 left in the game. Smith will take it across the timeline as they let the ball roll all the way into the front court before picking it up. Out between the circles for Rigg on the right side, Booz. Gives it right side for Marquardt near the Lindenwood bench. Dribbles into a double team. Hooks the pass off the right side for Hinton. Lobs it across left side. Smith now on the left wing for Booz. Back to Smith. Left corner wants the three. Puts it up off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound on the floor. Chasing after Starzl for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper. And Cooper takes it across the timeline with 5:44 left in the game. Northwest in front 52-48. Trying to expand their lead. 4-point lead, the largest of the game for Northwest. Williams through the lane, into the right corner, wide open. Kirker, the three, takes a high bounce off the rim, and will roll out. It hit the top of the backboard before coming down. 52-48, Northwest Missouri State in front. Substitution, Tyler Funk into the ballgame, and Cooper to get a rare rest tonight. He's played a lot of minutes in this one. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Northwest up by 4. Smith will take it across the timeline. Guarded now by Funk. Out front left side, Russell. Into the left corner, Hinton. Guarded by Cozad. One dribble out front. Rigg. Looks right side for Blues. Finds Russell cutting down the lane right side. Now to Smith. Smith through the lane. Lobs it left side on the wing. Left Booz with a three tip. Too hard. And the rebound Northwest. Guess doing a good job on the defensive boards in the second half.
And Lindenwood cooling off, shooting as well.
Mark had the rebound. Gives it to Williams. And he'll take it across the timeline left right in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbles right side. Chased by Russell. Drained the circles for Funk. Now back right side for Williams. Man-to-man defense out of Lindenwood. Kirker out near the timeline. 10 on the shot clock. 4:40 left in the game. Crossover dribble. Kirker down the lane. Left runner with the left hand. Banks it in. Connor Kirker in double figures with 10. Northwest up 54-48. Smith across the timeline. Out front Rigg. Right side Smith. 4:26 left. Between the circles. Booz guarded by Kirker. Right side on the wing for Rigg. Rigg out top. Gets the pass for Hinton. Thought about the three. Holds on to it. Now goes left side for Smith. Shot clock at 16. Underneath the bucket, whistling a foul away from the ball. Williams and Russell, they've been going at each other the entire evening. And I believe Williams this time gets called for the foul. And breaking the action as well. With 4:14 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 54 and Lindenwood 48. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back in St. Charles, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood, 54-48. It's been close throughout. We've had 8 ties and 14 lead changes. Matt, I think that's all you need to know about how close this one's been.
Yeah, it has. I mean, Northwest, it feels like they're pulling away. They only lead by 6, but the way this game has gone, it does feel like they're really gaining some good momentum here, and let's see if they're going to be able to keep it up for the next four-plus minutes. It seems like a little bit of the wind has been taken out of the sails of Lindenwood. By no means does that mean Northwest has this game won, but hopefully Northwest can take advantage of the change.
Six-point lead for the Bearcats, their largest in the game. The largest for Lindenwood's been eight at the free throw line. Foul before the timeout was Tyler Russell, knocks down the free throw. That's his first point of the game. Russell, who averages 16 points a contest, is their leading scorer, and what a job by Williams on defense with him tonight. Second free throw misses. Snyder, who comes into the ball game, trying to go after the rebound. Looked like he was held by Hinton from behind. Now they're going to call a held ball out of this, as the officials have no idea exactly what took place underneath the bucket.
And there was one right there that should have seen it.
Yeah, it looked like Hinton had his arm wrapped around the elbow of Snyder, holding Snyder back. But Northwest will get the ball with the possession there on the cast and take it across the timeline. Off the left side is Cooper. Bounce past right side. Williams a long three. Rims around and out. And the rebound on the floor out of bounds. It'll belong to Lindenwood. 54-49, Northwest Missouri State in front with 3:57 left. Cats trying to win their 7th straight and 11th out of their last 12 games. Smith hooks the pass left side for a hit into the free throw line. Spins down the lane left side, lays it up and in with the left hand. 54-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline goes Cooper. Accelerates down the lane left side. A reach around foul coming off on Smith as Cooper went past him. Mark Smith to the floor. And Derek Smith will pick up his second foul. 15th foul, so Cooper going to the line to shoot two. Cooper 10 points tonight. John 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Trying to extend the Bearcat lead with 3:34 left, and his free throw rims around and out. John, a 72% shooter on the season at the line, was 9 of 10 last week against Missouri Southern. Now Kirker to the sideline, and Tyler Funk into the ballgame. 3:34 left, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper knocks down the second free throw. That makes it a 55-51 Bearcat lead. Smith across the timeline, out between the circles for Rigg. Looks right side. Russell. Now back left side, hitting on the wing. Over Snyder, the three. Too hard, fight for the rebound, and it is tipped up in the air and out of bounds along to Northwest as Rigg couldn't hold on to it. A couple Bearcats in the area, Starzl and Snyder, and it goes off the Rigg out of bounds. Now Kirker back into the ballgame after a quick breather. Funk goes to the sideline. 3:19 left. Northwest Missouri State up by four. Sean Cooper will walk it across the center second line from our left to our right. Met by Smith. Trying to get a screen by Snyder. Pulls up top of the key. Three. Rims around and out. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Markwart for the Lions. To Smith on the fast break. Getting to the left wing. Hands off to Markwart, thought about the three, guarded by Kirker, through the lane with the dribble, now back out. He'll set up the offense as he gets to Smith with 22 seconds on the shot clock, 2:50 left in the game. Smith out front, Cats leading by four, what's off the left wing, Markwart. Between the circles, Rigg. Rigg pushes his pass to Smith out near the timeline. Seven on the shot clock, Smith left of the free throw line, takes the jumper, one go, Kirker with the rebound for Northwest. 2.5 minutes left. Northwest Missouri State up 55-51. Northwest trying to come away with a doubleheader sweep of Lindenwood tonight. The women already won. Across the timeline, right side goes Cooper. Now to the top, the key for Snyder. Left side, Williams. Williams cross court, right side, Cooper. Northwest milking the clock. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:12 left in the game. Cooper out front, drives to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket on the right side, lays it up, is hammered and knocked to the floor. And that's where you get Cooper to the free throw line to shoot two with 2:07 left in the game. Foul goes on Marcus Hinton. That will be number three on Hinton. And sending Deshaun back to the line. 2:07 left. Northwest 55, Lindenwood 51. Sean Cooper, a 5'8 senior from St. Louis, to the line.
And not only is he quick, but he can squeeze through some tight spaces. And I heard right, I think heard the guy mentioned that he was Deshaun's high school coach, I believe, in attendance here tonight.
Yeah, a nice opportunity for Deshaun to play in front of hometown family and friends. I mentioned that Sean's 5'8 last week on our coaches show. He mentioned he's only 5'7. Hits the second free throw. Now 57-51, Northwest Missouri State lead over in Lindenwood. And as Smith takes it across the timeline, Lindenwood calls a timeout. Breaking the action, 2:05 left, Northwest 57, Lindenwood 51. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
2:05 left in the game. Northwest up 57-51. Bearcats coming back in the second half. They were down at halftime by one at a nice little run at the end of the first half. And then in the second half, the two teams going back and forth. Eight ties, 14 lead changes in this one. The largest lead of the game for Northwest has been six. The largest lead for Lindenwood has been eight. Cats in front again, 57-51.
It's playing a clip from Hoosiers on there. Scoreboard here, trying to get the crowd into it and behind their team with this still just a two-possession game.
Brendan Marquardt will inbound right in front of us. 2:05 left and a six-point Bearcat lead. Gets the inbound for Rigg. Hands off to Smith. Back to Rigg between the circles. Left side for Russell. Guarded by Williams. Dribbles right side. Thompson left corner for a hit. Drives on Starzl. Out left side for Rigg. High post. Rigg, left side, Russell fadeaway three on the way. Got it. That's a tough three over Starzl, knocked it down. His first field goal of the game. It's a 57-54 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline. And a timeout, Northwest. 1:37 left. Northwest 57, Lindenwood 54. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
1:37 left in the game. Northwest 57, Lindenwood 54. We're early to station break. Just pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. That's with the ball following the timeout. Cooper between the circles, looking to go one-on-one with Smith with 1:22 left in the game. Shot clock's at 11. Northwest in front, 57-54. Smith out front. Leaves it to him on baseball, picked up by Smith. Breakaway the other way to the bucket. Russell coming up, and a foul on Lindenwood. Russell getting called for a push on Snyder. Going down on the floor on the fast break, and just
great call.
Snyder to the floor.
Great call. It wasn't a traditional push, but Russell stepped in front of Snyder intentionally so that Snyder could not catch up and then slowed down and knocked Snyder to the floor. So even though he didn't use his hands to push, he did it that way. That's a great call by the official.
Fans here in Lindenwood not liking the call, but you look over at the Lindenwood bench and Coach Brad Soderberg not saying a word. He knew it.
Yeah, absolutely.
57-54, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood with 1:10 left in the game.
And what's bigger for Lindenwood, if he doesn't do that, they're still probably going to get the layup. I don't know that Snyder would have caught up.
Cooper across the timeline between the circles, dribbles right side. Out front for Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Looks slow post right for Stars. Off the shot off the glass, rims around it out. And the rebound to Michael Bruce for Lindenwood. 49 seconds left in the game. Northwest up 57-54 and a timeout, Lindenwood. So we're going right down to the end. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 47.4 seconds left, 57-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. That's coming out of the timeout with Cooper, Williams, Kozad, Starzl, and Funk.
Guys, you really got to watch out for. With Russell fouled out, he's one of their top three-point shooters. But Marquardt and Booz, two that you got to watch from the outside. Smith a little bit dangerous as well.
Into the front court, Smith. Between the circles for Rigg. Looks on the right side, Smith once again. 22 on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. Down the lane, right side, backfilling out front. Smith with a good one to the top of the key. Spins into the lane, gets caught up in the air, dishes it right side. Wide open, Booz the three on the way. Runs around and out, rebound hitting. Reverse off the right side, muscle down. And it's a one-point game. Northwest up 57-56, and a foul off the inbound as Cooper fouled by Smith, stopping the clock with 25 seconds left. Smith picks up his third foul. And this will get Cooper to the line to shoot two. 25 seconds left in the game. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 57-56. Rashawn Cooper with 13 points this evening goes to the free throw line where he's 4 of 5. Shooting two, the deep breath, the free throw off the front of the rim. Rashawn, a 72% shooter on the year, will have one more. Cats holding on to a one-point lead, 57-56. Second free throw good. Two-point lead for Northwest. Inbound with 24 seconds left. Smith across the timeline to the top of the key. Goes one-on-one with Cooper. Back pedals. Free throw line jump stop. Off the left side. Hinton has it stolen away by Cooper. Cooper will be fouled by Rigg, stopping the clock with 13.6 seconds left, but a big steal by Deshaun Cooper.
Absolutely came flying through the lane. There were several bodies flying through there. Cooper just got his hand out enough, just got enough of the basketball to knock it loose and then chased after the loose ball.
13.6 seconds left. Northwest by one as Cooper back to the free throw line. Cooper sights, shoots, and hits. 59-56 Northwest. 13.6 seconds left. Cooper hit the game winner against Missouri Southern last Wednesday. Second free throw is good. And Northwest in front, 60-56. Across the timeline, Smith to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. A little runner on the way. Got it. Smith knocks down the jumper. 8 seconds left. Northwest up by two. Inbound comes to Williams. And he is fouled as he dribbles down the left sideline in front of the Lindenwood bench with 6.8 seconds left.
Well, you want to hit one free throw to make the worst thing that could happen, a tie with a long shot. But if he can knock down two free throws, that would pretty much seal it for Northwest.
Bryson in the line tonight, 2 of 2 from there. He's a 79% shooter on the year. The senior from St. Joseph buys the bucket. Free throw good. 61-58 Northwest, 6.8 seconds left. Sean back to the line. Dribbles three times, spins the ball, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, got it. That's up by four, 6.8 seconds left. Inbound goes to Smith at midcourt, dribbles right side on. Cooper pulls up, wants the three out front, knocks it down to 3.7 seconds left. Full court pressure out of Lindenwood, and the inbound comes left side as far as, Kozad is hammered. Look like he might have taken the finger to the eye by Hinton, stopping the clock with 2.7 seconds left. Northwest up by one, 62-61.
Tell you what, you got to give Lindenwood credit. They are fighting. Now the officials chatting here because they're going to go take a look at the video again because that was a shot to the head. So anytime there's a shot to the head, they're going to go take a look and see if a flagrant foul is necessary.
1 point Bearcat lead, 62-61. This Lindenwood team's a squad that plays much better at home than what they do on the road. They're winless on the road this season, but they played their last four games where they've lost off four and three of those on the road, but they played all those games very close, just haven't been able to get on the winning side of things, and this is another game going right down to the wire. And 2.7 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a one-point lead, 62-61. Grant Kozad will be going to the free throw line, and Grant tonight's been perfect at the line, 4 of 4 from there. And the officials over it taking a look at the video.
Again, they're trying to determine whether a flagrant foul needs to be called here. And it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
So Grant Kozad, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, will toe the line. Try to extend the Bearcat lead, but now they put 3.4 seconds up on the clock. So one of the things they apparently were checking too is the clock. So instead of 2.7, now 3.4 seconds up on the clock. Kozad at the free throw line. Free throw on the way. Got it. Grant knocks down the first free throw. He's got 11 points on the night. Gives Northwest a 2-point lead, 63-61. 3.4 seconds left. Kozad spins the ball. Event, free throw on the way, off the front of the rim, rebound left side by Rigg. Rigg will take it to the top of the key, launches the jumper at the buzzer, and it bounces out to the left. And Northwest Missouri State will escape with a 63-61 win over Lindenwood. Bearcats have now won 7 straight and 11 out of the last 12 games. Again, the final score, Northwest 63, Lindenwood 61. We're going to begin our postgame from St. Charles right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in St. Charles, Missouri, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Another close one down to the wire. Northwest with the win, 63-61 over Lindenwood. And, Matt, this was one of those games from the very start, an intense matchup tonight.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and you got to give Lindenwood a lot of credit, especially down the stretch. Northwest didn't give them a lot of openings, but they went and hit some big shots to keep it close and give themselves a final shot at the buzzer to potentially win it. So a heck of a game, but like I said, you got to give Lindenwood a lot of credit for their fight tonight. A
couple stats really stand out about the closeness of this one. There were 8 ties and 14 lead changes. The largest lead that Lindenwood had was 8 in the first half. The largest lead for Northwest was 6 here in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, a big key is free throws tonight, too. Northwest outscored them by 11 at the free throw line. You know, Lindenwood had 5 more field goals in this one tonight, but the chances of getting to the free throw line and knocking most of those down, a big key for Northwest tonight.
And that's one of the things that Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame interview, keeping Lindenwood from the free throw line. They were able to do that. Lindenwood only got to the line 9 times tonight, and compared to, as you mentioned, 22 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, and you know, and it shows because Lindenwood was 7 of 9, so you can imagine if you send them there a little bit more at that percentage, it's a different outcome tonight.
Bearcats with the win. They go to 10-1 in MIAA play and 15-5 in overall. And for Lindenwood, they lose tonight. They go to 8-13 and 3-8 in the MIAA. And they've now lost five in a row. But, boy, they're the team plays much better than a team right now with just 8 wins on the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
63-61, the final score. Northwest with the win over Lindenwood. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you and more. That's all coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Missouri Technology Corporation recently designated Northwest Missouri State's Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship as a Missouri Innovation Center. The MIC program is a statewide resource to commercialize Missouri innovations. Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Larry Lee, says this opens even more opportunities.
What that means for us is that we're one of 10 in the state of Missouri. We can seamlessly take care of clients, whether they are from Kansas City, St. Joe, St. Louis, or whatever. We can seamlessly do what needs to be done for that client to get the economic impact for the state.
Lee says the center works with many different types of companies.
For example, we have a biomass company in the CIE, and that biomass company is manufacturing a wood product to compete with the bamboo sheets that come over from China. This product can be used for flooring, for desks, for paneling, for a variety of things. Theirs would be totally different than a company that's doing a smart app for an iPhone or a Droid. So their needs may be different, but the approach is still the same.
Lee says it's an honor to be designated as a Missouri Innovation Center.
I've told a lot of people that we're not competitors with the other innovation centers, but we're collaborators. So it really makes it easier for us to collaborate with other innovation centers. It may be, for example, in St. Louis, they do a whole lot with agricultural chemicals. And it may be that we have need in that area and we can work back and forth to get the help that we need for our particular client.
Lee adds again, the center is thrilled to have been designated by the Missouri Technology Corporation and looks forward to working with other businesses in the state. For more information, visit www.nwmissouri.edu/CIE.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back to St. Charles, Missouri, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey as Northwest Missouri State with the win tonight, 63-61 as they defeat Lindenwood. And Matt, time now for our extra effort award. And look at a guy who really did a good job both on offense and defense, especially defensively, Bryson Williams. He did a shutdown job tonight on Tyler Russell.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Russell came in as their leading scorer, averaging 16 points a game. Scored just 7. And then you look up, and that's largely due in part to Bryson's defense against him. But then you look up, and not only that, Bryson scored 12 points in this game. Hit a couple of threes, was 4-4 at the free throw line. You know, the way he played defensively, if he'd have scored nothing tonight, he had a good night. But that added 12 points makes it a real good night for Bryson Williams.
Bryson Williams, our extra effort award winner. Northwest with the win, 63-61 as they defeat Lindenwood. A quick look at some of the totals here besides Bryson's 12 points, 18 points for Deshaun Cooper playing in front of his hometown crowd here, St. Louis native. He has 18 points to go along with 5 rebounds and 4 assists, 12 points for Connor Crooker tonight. And all those coming in the second half for Connor. He had an assist and a steal as well. 11 points for Grant Kozad. Grant hitting some important free throws in this one. He was 5-6 at the free throw line and 3-4 from the field. The double-figure scorers for Northwest, Zach Snyder had 6 points, hitting a couple of threes in the game. And then 2 points apiece for Kyle Slake and Dylan Starzl. And kind of odd to see Dylan down there just 2 points tonight. Leonard Wood did a pretty good job on Dylan inside.
Yeah, but the one thing that Dylan did is he took that attention, and when he did get the ball inside, did a great job of passing the basketball as well.
And as you look at some of those totals, are dealing with an assist and a block in this one as well. So, again, Northwest with the win tonight, 63-61 over Lindenwood. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to St. Charles on the Lindenwood campus. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 63-61 as they defeat Lindenwood. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, wasn't a thing of beauty tonight, but the thing was you got it done in a two-point win.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take it. You know, I didn't think we played overly well. I thought we competed well. I just didn't think, you know, we didn't go inside out. And a lot of that was them. I mean, they literally would not shoot until there was 5 seconds on the shot clock. And then if they got an O-board, then they'd go 30 more seconds. I mean, they had a great game plan, totally different than kind of how they'd been playing on tape even. You know, they played extremely well, and, you know, shoot, we couldn't make shots. You know, 1 for 6 for Coop, 2 for 7 for Bryce, 2 for 5, and then we just couldn't get Dylan going. They're, you know, we got to find ways to get him the ball. We just cannot. We're just having a lot of trouble getting him the ball right now.
One of the things you talked about in the pregame interview, though, was trying to limit Lindenwood's free throw attempts, and you were able to do that tonight.
We did. That was the key, and then we tried to eliminate the threes, and they shot 33%, which isn't great for them. You know, they turned it over a few times late, some costly turnovers, but, you know, we've got a long ways to go as far as getting better and stuff like that. And this was a good game. As far as a trap game goes, this was as much of a trap game as you can possibly have, because Lindenwood is really good. The record doesn't show it, but they are very good. And this place is a difficult place to play, and we had a week off after a win versus Southern. So it was all right for them to beat us, and they played, you know, probably well enough to do that, and we were fortunate enough to win, though.
One of the keys I thought, again, with Lindenwood having to lead through much of the first half, second half, though, when you were able to come out and take the lead, although you couldn't get a big enough run to really blow them out of the barn, though, once you got that lead, you never let Lindenwood get back and get the lead there late in the ballgame.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of keeping it. I knew once we got a lead, we'd be fine, because the way they were running their offense, you just can't do that for a whole game when you don't have a lead. And so I knew once we got the lead that we could speed them up a little bit and get them to take shots that they don't want to take. You know, we never really were able to pull away, though, to get a great lead.
Got to the free throw line a number of times. I'm able to knock those down tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of our things, was really attacking the paint, attacking the middle especially, and that's where they force you. So we wanted to do that, and we did a good job. And again, you know, we've got to be able to get – we got to get Dylan going again where we get him the ball in positions to score. And right now we're not doing a great job of that. And you know, it's probably my fault.
One of the things that we talked about, too, tonight, you look at Bryson Williams' totals. Offensively, some good totals, double figures of 12. But defensively, he was matched up with Tyler Russell a lot of the time. And Russell, their leading scorer, was only held to 7 points tonight and really had to fight to even get a chance to get some shots off this evening.
Yeah, and, you know, there was some pushing and shoving where when he comes off the screen, you know, he'd push and push off Bryson, and he just kept fighting and didn't pout and, you know, was able to defend him well enough to eliminate some of those threes and, most importantly, keep him off the free throw line. That was, again, that was the key, was keeping him off the free throw line.
Well, you got another win here, a tough place to play on the road, and again, that's the main thing. You come away with win, and you'll stay in the first place. You go to 10-1 in the MIAA, and you get back home. Short turnaround time for a Saturday afternoon game with Lincoln.
Yeah, you know, and they beat us last year. So I can tell you this much, we remember that, and hopefully we'll be ready to play. And we kind of got that first game off a break out of our systems, and, you know, now it's on. Now we got to get rolling again. And but, again, you know, on the road in the MIAA, you can't really read in the scores. It's just such a tough deal to be able to come in and beat somebody good on their home floor, and especially when you weren't hitting shots. You know, we didn't hit shots. You know, that's tough to do.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest with the win, 63-61 over Lindenwood. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, Missouri, on the Lindenwood campus, along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey as we wrap things up. And Matt, nice thing about tonight as well, it's a sweep of a doubleheader on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. A great win tonight for the Northwest women to start it off. A double-digit victory, just a great effort out of the Bearcats tonight. And hopefully that's something we'll see carry on, because they've got a lot of winnable ball games ahead of them if they play like they did tonight.
Back home on a Saturday, a short turnaround time after being on the road and a long trip tonight. They'll get home early in the morning or late, however you want to look at it anyway. But then you turn around and you've got afternoon games on Saturday at home as they face Lincoln on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those are both very winnable games for the Cats. And with those being at home, you know, that's a good opportunity for the Bearcat fans that are in the area to see a doubleheader sweep. And hopefully the Cats will continue their play at home that they had here tonight. And, you know, we've seen out of the Northwest men, time off, I don't think, does them great. They don't play as great coming off the time off, so maybe having the game tonight, they'll be back on top of their game on Saturday.
All right. Well, Matt, it was a fun one here today and tonight in St. Charles, Missouri.
Absolutely.
And the final scores tonight, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win over Lindenwood at 70-59. In the men's game, is Northwest holding off for the win 63-61. Once again, they'll be back in action Saturday as they face Lincoln at Bearcat Arena. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We have the broadcast of both games beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here in St. Charles and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. Brandon Travis along with Ben Nolly. I'm John Coffey, and so long from St. Charles.